This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We'll be alright.
Welcome to Good Days, American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, family farmer, dairyman, broadcaster. Been around cows all my life. If you were listening to the earlier program, the DJV program, a portion also of a Good Day Enterprise, we were talking about a bull farm in Northwest Ohio in Tiffin that is producing and continues to produce sperm for cows. And I worked there as a kid going to school. I've been around cows, and it was very interesting to get the tone of my cohorts and colleagues as to, you know, what went on there and how it went on. And what I find, the reason I'm bringing it up is because I shouldn't be, but I am amazed sometimes at how naive people are, the average consumer in America, how naive they are about what goes on, the realities of the farm, the realities of living on the farm, the realities of just making a living, growing things. That's what we do on the farm. We grow things, and you consume them, and therefore your life is better having more of us around. That's not necessarily the way the government sees it, or the people at Monsanto or Dow or the big agribusiness companies like ADM and Cargill, but that's how I see it, and that's why this program exists. The reality in my life has been built around exposure to animals and being on the farm and growing things all my life. It's been a very important motivator, and that's kind of what got me going on this program. So our mission here is to be a voice of advocacy. The program is about what goes on the family farm. It goes also along with people who have agribusinesses, small agribusinesses. We're interested in their stories as well, and the locavores who are consuming the product. So any or all of you, and then there are many other people listening because they're just really kind of cool. They're interested in what we do on the farm and how it affects them. So many people bring their children into the grocery store and they see a carton of milk, for example, and they say, oh, milk comes from the store. No, milk doesn't come from the store at all. But neither does anything else come from the store. You may get it in the food store. That's not where it comes from. But yet there's so many people who just don't know. And we do such a terrible job in our public education system of teaching youngsters about food, about growing things in general. Their curiosity ought to be piqued, it seems to me. What a great time to introduce youngsters to the realities of life. But then there are these, you know, I remember learning biology when I was in high school. It didn't necessarily have to do with health and your well-being, but I'm an advocate of teaching youngsters from when they're in elementary school about their bodies, about what they need to eat. That's all those health classes that are originally designed to do that, which were stopped by many dunderheads who were school committee people because they didn't want to teach children about their sexuality or how to do it, which is probably the most ignorant thing that you could hear. But there are people who believe that's what health ed courses are all about, learning about your body and learning about how to do it. So that's why we don't have a lot of that around. So it's left to the farmer to educate young people or the population in general as to how things are grown, whether it be strawberries or whether it be cows. So with that backdrop, I introduce you to Terry Jones, who began growing strawberries as a pick-your-own crop during college at his father's farm in Shelton, Connecticut. So now he is in charge of the Jones Family Farms in Connecticut, and he joins us here on the American Family Farmer. Terry Jones, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning to all who are listening, and it's an honor to be part of this great program.
Did you get a kick out of my descriptions?
Well, I did, and I have just a couple quick comments. it's been 6 years now. Our Governor Dan Malloy and the legislature wanted a farmer on the State Board of Education, so I'm the guy.
Good for you.
It's been transformative to work with some of the most wonderful colleagues in education you could imagine, but we're helping to turn that tide and get more farm-related and our school garden programs and so on. So I couldn't agree more with you. We're working on it here in Connecticut, and I'm sure others are across America as well. But
yeah,
there's a lot to be done.
Yeah, I think what went on in my mind as I was going through that, some of my own experiences for sure. I have a dairy farm, and I sold raw milk and cheeses and stuff at it for a number of years. I sort of stopped a couple of years ago because of various economic pressures, but I'm going to try to get back into it to a certain extent in the next year or so. But what I found most fulfilling about this, Terry, was the young people. I was using the farm as a teaching tool to teach kids how not to be afraid of things that are big. Don't be afraid of the cow just because she's big. And we had the corridors in the barn were filled with all kinds of pictures and stories of cows and the whole gestation period conversation, how a cow has a calf and things like that. The kids knew nothing about. And then we'd bring them into the barn when the cows were being milked, and they'd walk up to the cow and they'd scream. And the people who work for me have been taught to raise the animals as if they were a pet. So the cows are like dogs, and they're very friendly. And they're very curious beings anyway, as you know. So when the children come into the barn and they see these animals and they're big and they look at their mother and say, "Oh, Mom, that cow's going to hurt me." And somebody in the barn say, "No, no, come on over here and touch them." And we'd have things that they could feed them. And then every once in a while you bring a child behind the cow and squirt them from a teat. Just for the fun of it. But there's not a lot of that going on because the farms have gotten so big that you couldn't possibly do that. And so I take my hat off to what you're doing there in Shelton, Connecticut, which isn't that far from me. I'm up in Framingham.
My mother and my grandmother were Boston ladies, so.
Well, you're in a beautiful
Let me
part
say
of
one thing. I understand you've been working with Jersey.
I'm cows. Yes, I have. Yep, yep.
And I will tell all who are listening, there is no creature on this earth that is more beautiful than a young Jersey calf.
Yep, they're a marvelous creature.
Bar none. I'm a product of the University of New Hampshire.
Yep.
And the Jersey herd up there, the organic dairy herd, as far as I know, they're still Jerseys, and they are just gorgeous little creatures.
Well, I think they had some down in the Yukon as well. I know some kids that have gone down there. As a matter of fact, I was going to get some heifers from that facility at one point in time. I don't know what they're still doing down there. But
I think they are. I mean, I don't want to single out University of New Hampshire.
No.
I mean, UConn's doing a terrific job as well.
Well, all that stuff needs to be taught. The thing about the different breeds and the quality of the milk that comes from the cows, this is all inside stuff for us. We're here to help people who have problems, and your farm has continued to grow and prosper. We're going to talk about you and your brother working through it, and your wife and all the people that are involved and what you do there to give people some inspiration. So, Terry Jones, happy to have him here from the Jones Family Farms as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference. Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. It is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. It's college football season, which also means it's tailgating season. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, travel to support your team with this budget-friendly tip.
Aaron and I love going to our alma mater football games at Ole Miss with family and friends. We're lucky that it's close enough to drive, but for away games, we pack up the car and take a road trip, which gives us a chance to explore a new city.
For our tailgating adventures and to maximize our travel budget, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 3% cash back at gas stations. We also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdy.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. Turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on his feet with handshake and money.
It's a Luke Bryan song. Here's to the farmer from his farm tour that he's doing at the moment. I would like to see him as sort of not a counter to Farm Aid, but something in addition to it. Having a conversation with Farmer Jones, in fact, Terry Jones and his sister, who all is involved in your enterprise there, the Jones Family Farms in Connecticut?
It's multi-generational, starting off my dad was until he passed a year ago at age 97.
God love him.
So I'm at the helm in partnership with my son and his wife and my wife, so we call it the family four. I think family farming is almost always multi-generational, and I think that's part of the almost the spirituality of
the
it.
The charm of it all, yes.
The charm, and we have, but we started in the 1850s. My great-great-grandfather came over from Ireland, and he put this farm together. We've added to it since. And then his son got into the dairy business, and I actually grew up milking cows, so we have something in common, Stephen. But my father was in love with trees, and as a 4-H club project in the 1930s, he had a forestry theme, planting trees, and in 1947, some of the neighbors said, we'd like to cut some of those for Christmas trees.
So let's hold that thought. Hold on to that thought. We'll continue with this conversation. Terry Jones here with Doug Stephan at 21 after the hour.
He looked his daddy in the eye, and he's got that stubborn pride. He'll be here to...
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night, raising a son, raising a daughter. They gather around the table, send it up to the father, and somehow they
all in the family. Family Farms, the Jones Family Farms are the focus. Terry Jones, who is in charge, but plenty of other people in the family are helping the farm grow and prosper. So your father started with a forestry theme, and then people were interested. The things that were planted were all spruce, or did you have everything that you could imagine that was planted?
His 4-H project was he was planting Norway spruce and eastern white pine for timber. And as I said, a few neighbors decided they'd like to come and cut some of the spruce. So in 1947, 12 Norway spruce were sold. And today, 12 to 15,000 firs, and you know, we have many varieties of conifers. But all the time he was doing that, he was milking cows.
Mm-hmm.
The cows didn't leave till the mid-1960s.
Yeah.
In fact, near the end, he was selling raw milk, mostly Holstein and Guernsey.
Yeah.
And then each generation seems to seek out a new project. So mine was strawberries and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was at the University of New Hampshire at the time. And then Gene and I were married, and our son went off to Cornell and came back with the idea of vineyards. So Jamie has established quite a very successful vineyard and winery, and his kids are growing up. So who knows? Who knows what will be next?
Well, the thing is, you got enough land. What do you have? You got 400 acres, right? Down there? That's a lot.
Right. Gene and I basically doubled the size between the 1980s and currently, from 200 to 400 acres. And I have to give a shout out to the American Farmland Trust and all those folks who are working on farmland preservation, because we did a series of projects selling development rights and just rolled the money back into purchasing adjacent farmland before.
All right, let's talk about that. This program is aimed at solving problems that farmers have. That's a problem that I have right now. I'm working with my community. We're trying to transfer the development rights from my farm, which is the largest piece of land west of Boston in the so-called Metro West, largest piece of privately owned land. My community is not very forward-thinking. As a matter of fact, they're pretty lost in themselves. And so as I have the last piece of open land in town and one of two working farms, you'd think that I was a leper instead of somebody who's trying to do something. What people don't realize is that this really isn't your land, Terry. It's going to be, sooner or later, the benefits of it go to everybody. I'm just a custodian of this land trying to save it. And at every turn, man, I get all kinds of starch. So what we're finally getting close to is having this concept, which relates to having commercial interests in the community buy the development rights for the farm so they can get more density, more use of the land in commercial areas. And I don't know if that's what you're doing in your neck of the woods or not, but that's what we're trying to do here.
We took a little different tact, but I applaud that. Transfer of development rights, it's a terrific idea. In Connecticut, we've had since 1978 a purchase of development rights program run by our Department of Agriculture, Connecticut mm-hmm. Department of Ag. And it was an outright purchase of those conservation easements that kind of got us going. But
all right, so may I interrupt you? We're going to pause for a minute again. I want to know how they approached it, because you paid subdivision prices for some of that land, and that's the problem a lot of people are running up against, including me. So we'll continue with this conversation in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, 28 past the hour.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
I'm Allie Sweeney with exciting news about a fresh idea for whitening. Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Clean and Fresh Toothpaste. It starts whitening immediately with an invigorating surge of cool spearmint flavor that lasts. And in just 5 days, it removes more plaque than the leading whitening toothpaste. Imagine a whitening toothpaste that does all that. Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Toothpaste. Love it or your money back. Visit trulyradiant.com for offer details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health care system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the springs that turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on his feet with handshake money. Here's to the farmer's wife.
This is something for American family farmers that I'm finding appealing. A song which tells the story. I find this to be very fetching. Do you know this song? Have you ever heard this song? Terry Jones is with me. He's from the Jones Family Farms in Shelton, Connecticut. Do you know this fellow, Luke Bryan? Terry, have you heard his music?
No, but I love it, except I have to interject, more and more there are women running farms.
Yes.
So it's not the traditional farmer and his wife.
No, I agree with you. There are many
women running farms.
Yep, you're right about that 100%. Okay, now let's see. You're on the State Board of Education.
helping to overcome the problems that I was talking about earlier of education regarding food, your health, that sort of thing. And we were talking also about state programs, if just joining us, that are aimed at helping, and local programs, local towns and cities that are trying to save the farm, save the acreage, save the idea. You bought some of the farm, and this is my problem where I got into trouble. This business, the radio business, was great about 15 years ago for me, and so I had plenty of money, and I was happy to buy this farm to keep it from being built on, but I paid subdivision prices. And in this neck of the woods, that can be, at the time, was as high as $400,000 an acre. So you can do the math and figure what kind of a hole I dug for myself. So now, in terms of, you know, trying to save this thing and make it all work, and people are finding the same problem. They just, somebody told me the other day about a farm, and this fellow was looking to expand. I forget, it was Midwestern state, and he thought $3,900 an acre was expensive for land. And I, where can I buy? I'll buy every acre I can find at $3,900 an acre, and you would too.
Location. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. So anyway, you got all kinds of different things. How do you market all of this? You got strawberries, pick your own farm. You got the tree farm. It sounds like you said you got rid of the cows in the 60s, which is when many other New Englanders got rid of the cows. That was the first time of many rounds since then that dairy farming has been attacked or let to just sort of drift out on its own and not be successful. The disrespect aimed at dairy farmers in this country is legion. It is a national travesty and tragedy, and it's something that it makes me so angry, frankly, to see how these big companies with the politicians have come in and controlled the fluid milk supply. But they can't do that with vegetables, really, can they?
Well, I guess not. Yeah. Thank goodness. Well, even in the latter days of the cows, we were increasingly focused on direct marketing. So today, everything we produce on our 400 acres is sold directly to the consumer. We have 1 million people within 20-mile radius,
mm-hmm.
which, well, for those of us in your neck of the woods and here isn't profound, but
no.
It's
a good marketing area. Nothing wrong with that. It's a good marketing area.
Right. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword. Land prices are high, but opportunities for direct marketing are high as well.
Yeah.
And so we pretty much, everything we produce, families come and harvest. It's a harvest your own farm. The exception, of course, are the wines.
Yep.
We wrapped up a good part of the grape harvest yesterday ahead of this wet weather. But
it's a drink your own. In that circumstance, it's a drink your own farm. You can say that.
but everything we do is encompasses education. When the families mm-hmm. come, and we probably have over 100,000 families a year come to the farm through our seasons collectively, but there's always an education mm-hmm. bent to it, and that's the only way we could survive, because we cut out the middleman and we get the retail price.
Do you have that, other than the locavores that come to support you, do you have customers in restaurants, and do you sell into grocery store chains and that sort of thing, besides having them come to the farm, or you sell everything you grow on the farm?
That's one reason we call it the Jones Family Farm, because it's basically families. Sure, there are some restaurants that come and pick strawberries, but the 99% plus are individual families, and that's what we've built our business on. Mm-hmm. And we have a robust school education program as well, particularly in the fall. But it's all about education, and I couldn't agree more with your earlier comments about the children not understanding where their food comes from. And they come here, and they certainly learn all about it. And it provides a good diverse and consistently strong base for our marketing.
Do you do special things in the fall? I mean, you grow a lot of pumpkins, but it seems that farms in this ilk tend to do especially well during either strawberry season or in the fall, or the harvest season, when there are other activities, and I wondered whether you did that, although it seems to me from what I'm getting here, you're teaching us how diversity, whether planned or accidental, has been an important part, because you got things that really are growing or keeping people coming to the farm, certainly
right,
from spring through the end of the year.
That you're spot on, and we have enough diversity. This was a very difficult summer for growing the vegetables and pumpkins.
You
know? I don't need to tell you.
No, awful.
But it was a fantastic summer for the vineyards, and now the weather looks like we're going to be getting more rain and not so good for marketing and the pumpkins, but it's still early on. But it's perfect for our 200 acres of Christmas trees. So that gives us a little peace of mind. You know, the life of a farmer, you never get 100% success all the time. It's a very humble profession because, in the end, Mother Nature
rules the day.
Deals the cards.
Yep, it sure does. I'm just thinking, when you said that, I'm trying to seed about 45 acres in Hayland, which I have. I started in the spring. This is something that the sort of folks listening who are farmers and try to do this understand. I got a couple of fields seeded before Memorial Day, but it dried out then, and nothing really germinated. So now I'm trying to hustle around in the next 3 weeks to get a bunch of fields prepared and planted so that they at least can get a start before we run into a time when stuff isn't going to grow. But that's the kind of challenges.
The coming winter is a very humbling. I mean, it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think that, and we see this, with we employ a lot of college interns and so on, and if they learn nothing else, it's out of timeliness. You have to get certain jobs like seedings and so on done ahead of the rain. You can't just lallygag around. It's a great learning lesson. But I did want to mention, you mentioned the other activities. We do have activities, but they're pretty much focused with the harvest. We have harvest celebration for UNICEF, one of the largest UNICEF events in Connecticut later this month. We do have a corn maze, and we do hay rides, take the people out to the fields. But we don't get into haunted hay rides or bounce houses or something. We're really focused on food and agriculture, and let others. I have no problem with others doing that. That's fine. But you know, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. You need to be true to what your passion.
Yep.
And the whole spirit, I also agree with you totally about stewardship, and the family culture has been that this land is sacred to be passed on to future generations. Mm-hmm. And Philip James Jones, back in the 1850s, his credo was simply, be good to the land, and the land will be good to you.
Yep.
And we've followed that as faithfully as we humanly can.
Yep.
Ever
since. Let me pause for a minute, and you got to do a couple of things. We'll have about a minute and a half. I want you to tell us all the story of your apprenticeship programs, because that seems to be a unique aspect of what you're doing, of many unique things at the Jones Family Farms in Shelton, Connecticut. Website is jonesfamilyfarms.com. JonesFamilyFarms.com, JonesFamilyFarms.com. I bet you can learn a lot by going there. It's 44 past the hour on the Good Day American Family Farmer.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two. Plus, $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you've got to check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. With all of the political ads flying around, it often seems like politicians can't agree on anything anymore. But I'd like to tell you about a time when two former presidential candidates who were on total opposite ends of the political spectrum got together to support an issue that usually pits their parties against each other. Several years ago, the liberal former U.S. Senator George McGovern and the conservative former Congressman Jack Kemp made a special TV ad. It began with the two men sitting side by side and saying that they virtually never agreed on political issues. But then, McGovern, once considered the most liberal politician in America, looked into the camera and said that they did agree on at least one thing, the dangers of lawsuit abuse. You see, after Senator McGovern retired from politics, he bought a small country inn. Unfortunately, two frivolous lawsuits cost him so much money and aggravation that they helped close it down. Let's be fair. The more people learn about the harm done by lawsuit abuse, the more they agree that it hurts everyone. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Grandmothers in the future may very well say, a smartphone means a lazy brain. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Scientists are closely studying the impact smartphones have on your daily life. Sadly, they are finding that these devices are slowly taking over our ability to think for ourselves. There are two types of thinking, intuitive and analytic. Analytical thinkers work harder at problems, using brain power to seek logical solutions. Intuitive thinkers rely more on outside help like smartphones to find information they may otherwise have figured out on their own. Our brains naturally tend towards mental shortcuts, so having your Android or iPhone handy can be a bit too enticing. This is a bad thing. When you replace thinking with a prosthetic brain, over-relying on simplified problem solving, well, as grandmother might have said, you use it or lose it.
Another couple of minutes with Terry Jones here on the American Family Farmer from the Jones Family Farms in Connecticut. The whole idea of these programs to bring farmers along or to teach people to be farmers or want to be farmers, how is that apprenticeship program working?
Well, it's two-pronged here. Each summer we have about 15 summer interns from, and these are young men and women who are of college age, and they come from all over the region, schools from all over the country. And then we have several apprentices that join us in April and spend the rest of the year here with a more prolonged exposure to what we're doing. And for instance, we have a young woman from Idaho who's learning the vineyard business, and actually a young woman from near you in eastern Massachusetts. Massachusetts, who's working with the program.
An inspiring time for those people, inspired and inspiring, and so are you. I'm glad we were able to meet and tell part of your story, Terry. Continued success. Sometime I'm going to take a ride down and say hi to you. Terry Jones from the Jones Family Farms with help for you on the American Family Farmer.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
I decided that we ought to listen to this whole song, this new song from Luke Bryan. Here's to the farmer from his farm tour. Here's Luke Bryan.
Talk about an uphill battle. 2,000 acres of beans and cattle. But he don't ever get a rattle. He just goes till the sun goes down. Hydraulic fluid on his jeans. Red dye diesel and 10 rows between. A cold one on the porch and a good night's sleep. Y'all hold him up with me now. Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the spring. That turned from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife. That loves him every night. Raising a son, raising a daughter. Gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get closer when
my favorite new farm song, Here's to the Farmer, out this year from his farm tour. He does a lot of these and benefits greatly. This is not in competition to, but in addition to, not in competition with, but in addition to what Farm Aid does. He donates all the money he makes from his farm tour, he gives to farmers because they're farm kid. So Luke Bryan, look for that song, Here's to the Farmer. One of the things I enjoy is getting feedback from you, Doug, at DougStephan.com for input on the things that we're talking about or things you think we ought to be talking about here, how we can help more farmers and have the farming world be a success in the face of big corporations and big government making it very difficult for us. There were comments about the lady from New York who was on the program a few weeks ago who has the first commercial farm in a residential zone on top of apartment complexes in Staten Island, or on Staten Island. I thought it was quite an interesting story, and so did you, about the organic farm there. It's in the courtyard of a couple of rental complexes. The lady who runs it is a woman from Brooklyn named Zara Bates. She's got about a tenth of an acre, and she and her husband are growing all kinds of things up there and having a farm stand on the street. They bring the stuff down from the rooftop of their apartment, and the people who responded to this, I'm looking at an email from a guy named Bob, who was very interested in the technology that was used here, and there's another guy named Jerry who said, well, this is fascinating, and it is, and something to be encouraged, and it is. Wherever you can get stuff, wherever we can use this, the sun, the land, whatever it is, to the best advantage, that's certainly what we want to do, is plant ideas in you. And so if you're in a community where there's not a lot of land and you got some flat roofs, put a farm and garden, put a garden up on the roof. Thank you to your, all of you for your input. Doug at DougStephan.com. This is the American Family Farmer at 50.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.